Welcome to Hopkins. Back in the 1800s, many small towns like Hopkins were devastated by fires. Let's listen in on more about Hopkins history from Vernon White and Jack Lindsley.
Hopkins used to be a pretty good-sized town. One of my first recollections of Hopkins was the fires. I can remember my uncle, W.A. Stendhal. He had his own garden out in back of his store, and he had his own water system. Being on the roof of his store and pumping water on the fire next to his store, which was the Hopkins Hotel.
Hopkins Township. First settlers were J.O. Round and wife Sally, arriving in 1837. They purchased 160 acres in Section 26, southeast of the present site of Hopkinsburg, and there they settled. Their first child was named Hopkins, an old family name dating back to Stephen Hopkins, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Other settlers arise and took up residence in the area in about 1852. The township was established in 1852. It was decided to name the township Hopkins after the first white child born within the boundaries, Hopkins Round. This boy died very young, and his grave may be found at the old township cemetery near the Wise Farm Preserve east of Hopkins. 1854 brought more settlers to the present site of Hopkins Village. With the coming of the railroad in 1869, it became known as Hopkins Station. As a result of the railroad, business and population increased and shifted and overshadowed the former town Hopkins, now called Hopkinsburg. Hopkins Station became incorporated in 1820 and was called just Hopkins. Many farmers retired at that time, and it was a retirement town. And one thing is interesting to note, the first school in the township was built in 1844 at the cost of $26.50. We have recently completed a new school facility at the cost of $21 million.
Take some time, and when you're ready to move on, check your next tour site location on your map, and let's hit the road.